three of them are.
Let's see. Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, all of them would be. Now the one that's next to me is my brother-in-law and sister-in-law at 319 Lingwood, so it's not a, that's a secondary home for them. But that place right there is going to be 260 Lingwood there.
And that one's a four bedroom.
Yes.
Bob, when he applied for this, did he come in and are we putting three permits on these?
Yes, there'll be three separate applications.
Three applications.
So we'll have three public hearings next month.
Have a public hearing on each one of them.
The reason I asked that is my question on this one that you might be able to answer is how many people would be allowed at this one, and would there be enough parking?
10
people. With four bedrooms.
Yeah, he's correct.
10 allowed.
Yeah, it would be 10 on that one.
So, how many cars?
Requires at least, basically it would require spaces for five cars, two people per car.
How wide's that driveway? You know?
I haven't measured it, but I'd probably say it's about 16, 18 foot, and then it kind of wides off a little bit there, not much, but a little bit. I'd call it a single myself. I think to get two cars in there, I don't know you'd be able to do that. It'd have to be off the small.
Okay, go to one of the others.
And then here's the 319. And how many bedrooms is that one?
It has three.
Now this one you also live in?
No, that's my secondary.
Oh, that's yeah.
Okay.
You got any other pictures of that, Bob?
Yeah, let me.
That one's got a circle drive.
That was three bedroom. That's eight. Maybe.
You have boat docks down there? How many slips you got?
Two.
Two?
And my father-in-law has two.
What was you saying about your brother or brother-in-law, sir?
Well, my brother-in-law lives at that house to the left there.
Okay. That's his secondary, right?
That's his secondary house, yeah. And then right across from my house there, the one he's got, because you've got to crisscross the street there, is a lot that I have too.
You own the lot across the street?
Yeah. Okay. It's just an empty lot. Right.
Who's building next to you?
Tom Bokel, he's here now.
That's my house. And I own the lot right across the street. He owns the lot behind it.
Where's the third house, Bob?
Okay. And then the third one. Is 535 Lakewood. And how many bedrooms is that one?
It's three.
You any different pictures of that, Bob, or that driveway?
I don't know if I've got one that's much better. I don't know that any of these show it a whole lot better. Of course, we'll have more photos before the public hearing, too.
That right there don't look quite right. I don't know what that is. What's that behind that?
I don't know, right here.
Is that a barn, or what is that?
I'll be honest, I'm not
your concrete slab.
Yeah, I think
okay,
it's
that's the back of the house.
I'll yeah, I think that's right just there. A concrete slab okay. there.
Okay. Anybody got any more questions for Terry?
These houses for sale? You try to move any of them, or you can't plan on?
No, actually, I've had, you know, the 260 Lincoln. I've probably had it 6 or 7 years. That one there, I've had probably 8 or 9 years. For the secondary home, I've had probably 15 years. So
if you get the permit to nightly rental, are you going to put it on a continuous market for nightly rentals, or?
Oh, I mean, sparingly. I don't want to just not run them all the time, no, because I have a lot of relatives and friends and stuff like that, you know.
It already is on the Airbnb.
Okay. So, we're listening to him right now, okay?
So that's, you know, as far as renting them out, Airbnb or whatever you want to say year round, no, I won't have that because I got. Like I said, a lot of friends, relatives, and stuff like that. So.
And you mentioned they're not all three in Oakmont, or they are?
Well, to the best of my knowledge, the only one that's in Oakmont community is the 535.
Okay.
And the other two should be Morris Oasis.
Which is part of Oakmont.
I think it is.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, Oakmont Shores, that whole big subdivision. Everything yeah. was planted. It used to be Ozark Paradise Village, now and then it turned.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't remember.
You're shaking your head. I'm going to let you tell me why you're shaking your head.
Lord's Oasis is a separate residential subdivision.
Yeah.
It's separate from Oakmont.
And, yeah, I got to shake my head because there's been so many untruths said.
I sure thought it was the same. I didn't realize it was separate.
I thought it was the same, too. So.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that. Thank you. Anybody else got any questions for Terry tonight?
This is all I have. If you want this right here, it's up.
You'll hear it next time.
I'll just pull this out and I'll give you a copy of it. That's just going to be like Morris Oasis. And this first three pages here is... Oakmont community.
Have you got this, Bob?
I don't believe so.
You bet, Tim, do.
Thank you.
What's next month?
That'll be August 8th.
But I'm talking about the second week.
Yeah, August 8th.
August 8th. If nobody's got any more questions for Terry, well. There'll be a hearing on this August 8th. Vanderleek T1, who's that?
My name's Kent Vanderpool.
Hang on just a second, sir.
Okay. And, of course, I was going to kind of turn it over to him, but it's located at 515 State Highway 248. And we've got
5015
aerial photography here.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. My name is Kent Vanderpool. I'm representing Vanderleek LLC. Is our desire to seek your approval to purchase and construct a tower site for internet services for some existing customers that we currently have and future customers. In the Branson area, we're a Branson business and have been in business for a while and established that. We're just looking to upgrade some of our facilities and our infrastructure. and be more than happy to answer any questions that you have. Before you, you have what an old man can put together on a PowerPoint. And also what you have before you is kind of the Beacon's visual or overview of the land. And then also you'll see the Google Map version of that. It's 0.19 acres. It sits behind the home. Bob, if you can go back to that residence. The current landowner is Linda Crosby. She lives here at 5015. The land in question or in permission is this little corner right down in here behind her rental property. There will be no water and there will be no sewer. There is a 25-foot road easement from center line that we have permission from the current landowner. I know Randy would probably would like to know that. But anyway, we're proceeding through the graciousness of you guys.
You're going to have a building there?
There is up to two concrete structures.
Okay, just for
yes.
your equipment?
Yes.
Okay. There'll be a generator on site?
Yes, there will.
That's why the propane tank?
That's correct. That's correct.
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Is this regulated by the FCC or any federal agency?
FCC does not require a license for that. The FAA requires a license if we go over the 200-foot mark, which we are not.
Okay.
I'm good.
Bob, can you zoom out so I can get an idea
yeah,
of where we're at on 248?
It's 1.58 miles from the rock quarry. Just out on 248, just up the road from the rock quarry.
Okay, I know where we're at.
Whatever happened to the one that we had on 248 beside the other one?
Well, we've got a couple of
them. It never did go up.
Uh-uh. No, it hasn't, yeah.
For some reason. Well, this one would be pretty close to the one that's already there. The
there is an adjacent to this property. You'll see a little bit of it right here, right across from Linda's house, as a matter of fact. And I will say this, she is very much open to this. She has no problems with the current neighbor and their tower.
Just south of that storage.
So what's the tower right above the quarry on
that
the west
That is Century Link, that the old, yeah.
Old town?
Yeah, no, it's Century Link, Buena Vista, or...
Oh, yeah, Buena Vista.
Chula Vista tower. It's been there for 40 years. As a teenager, I used to mow the lawn underneath it, so I can tell you how long it's been there.
I seen lightning bounce off it the other day. Yeah. The one that we're talking about right now. Yeah. The one he's talking about building right up there across from the... What's the name of that? Little outfit there on the rock building on the right before you get to the other talk. That's about where you're going, right?
The rock building on the that little
utility
used to be
or
Unity church or
oh, okay.
What? Yeah. Okay. Anybody else got any questions? We'll see you August 8th.
Okay. Do you guys see any concerns that you have? Just I know George will have some concerns.
Not me. I'm my chef, so yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for your time.
Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it.
Bonita, I think I've got the paperwork. What are you going to do?